In the studio, I've got Shona Bushart. Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron.
So we're here to talk about the Neighbour to Neighbour event, which is happening this weekend, starting up at Te Maurito. Te Maurito's putting it on, and you're here as someone who's done it before. They kind of sent you along, didn't they?
Yeah, I've done it before. I've hosted two sessions, and this is our third time.
Okay. And for those who don't know what it is, all I knew that it was that it kind of came out of the Parenting with Nonviolence Kaupapa that Te Maurito's been working on for the last sort of decade. So can you just give us an idea about of what it's about?
Well, it's based on a program that Ruth ran in Los Angeles, which is about connecting neighbours, neighbour to neighbour. So it's a community-based parenting program.
Yeah.
And it takes place in people's homes. And it's not a formal class situation. It's a structured conversation where the hosts have some things they'd like to share with the participants, and we can all and they can share too about what's going on with them.
So it's not an expert addressing the crowd, the audience.
No, it's not. Yeah. I mean, there are some things that, like I said, we'd like to share things people have found helpful and we found helpful, but it's not about saying there's a right way of this is the right way of doing it and you must do this. It's a conversation.
Is there someone in the room who could be categorised as the expert or
well, every the knowledge group has base? Two hosts who have done some training and have done the non-violenting parenting program themselves. So they. Yeah.
So you're one of those people?
Yes.
So and what have you done? Like describe just the stuff that you've done. Just.
Well, I did the Parenting with Nonviolence program in a few years ago.
Yeah.
With Isabel and Andre Napple, who was around then.
Yeah.
And I've done some training at Te Maurito. Had a few, I think we've two sessions of 2 days each.
Okay. And so how do people hook into this? Who do they have to contact?
We need to contact Isabel.
Yeah.
You can email her. It's isabel@maxnet.co.nz. Or call 027-305-7638, or you can connect with Te Maurito Whānau on Facebook.
Yeah, and I had the Facebook page open a second ago anyway. Yeah, so Te Maurito, TEMAURITAU, three words, Te Maurito. People generally, they won't remember the numbers we give them, they'll just look it up on social media later on. So that's the way to find it. There's also, I think one of the parenting classes is starting up next week as well, isn't it?
Yep, that's right.
Because I've got a poster over there on the wall, which I can't read, it's too far away.
Yes, you're right, on the 21st, which I think must be Tuesday.
Yeah, I think so.
Isabel's running that.
Okay.
And
that'll be, is that the old school or community house, something like that?
I'm not sure.
Look it up, actually, folks.
Sorry.
Later on, I'll go and pick up the poster and I'll bring it over to the microphone and read it to you. But yeah, we'll do that later. So, all right. So everyone gets what a parenting class is. There's always parenting classes and all different stripes and things. And we know that with the Parenting with Nonviolence classes, they're happening. What's the big idea behind having the neighbour-to-neighbour conversations?
Just that it's a community program. It's about connecting people. Yeah. And so building a network through Raglan of where we know each other and we can support each other and we can share some of the values that we already share.
Yeah. And I presume there'll be people there who've done the Parenting with Nonviolence course, there'll be the hosts, but also people who are completely fresh to it.
Yeah.
Are gonna be coming along.
Yeah, it's open to anyone.
Okay.
It's a free program as well. We've got some funding from very generous sponsors, so there's nothing to pay, and we also have a little bit of funding to share some kai together.
Okay.
And we have books that are available for people to borrow.
Okay. What are the books?
They change.
All right.
Ruth changes them.
She changes.
Yes.
So they're not written. They're not written. They're not written by her.
No, they're just books that she likes.
Okay. So someone's done a bit of research about childhood development or something.
And Yeah.
What sort of things, do you remember the last time you did it, what sort of things were people wanting to talk about? I didn't tell you I was going to ask this question, I just thought of this now, but do you remember? Nope.
Thinking, well just...
I put you on the spot, I was worried.
I can't think of anything in particular, just yeah. I mean, we all know what it's like being a parent.
Hey. Yeah, yeah. Presumably it's like this thing happened this week or yesterday or even this morning.
Yeah.
That was difficult and yeah. How did you find when you first got into it, how much of a change of approach was it for you? How much did it blow your mind a little bit, or had you sort of picked up on it a little bit around?
Yeah, it wasn't so much that it blew my mind, it was just it felt very right.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like most people, I really wanted to be a good parent. And, you know, I'd read some books and done some other things, and none of them felt right to me. I mean, parenting with non-violence understands violence as anything which hurts the heart, mind, body, or spirit
not,
of a child.
Yeah, it's not specifically about physical violence
no,
at all.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
And that's what I felt, that a lot of the things I was reading and being told by the school and by, you know, various, you know, everybody's got an opinion, everybody tells you what you should be doing.
Yeah, they do them, when you're starting out, eh?
Yeah.
As a parent, yeah.
A lot of those things were hurting my children, not physically, but hurting their spirit and their heart.
Yeah.
And it's a real relief to me to have somebody to say, well, you know, you don't have to do that.
Here's some ideas about how you might do it.
Uh-huh. Here's some tools which can help you, help support your parenting without hurting your children.
Yeah. And did you find, like I did when you go along to the sessions, you end up talking about your own childhood as much as you talk about your own children's childhood?
Yeah, well, your own childhood is very important in,
yeah,
you know, in who you are as a parent. If you understand that, then it helps you to be able to see what you want to do, not just to do the same thing.
Yeah.
The same thing again.
So let's talk more about the neighbour to neighbour. So I mean, how long is it? I don't know if we said how long it was.
There are, I want to say, 6 conversations.
Okay.
I think maybe. No, actually, sorry. No, there's 7. I'm confused because we have a conversation 0, which is what's happening this Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's everybody getting together for a preliminary session where we get to know each other a little bit and talk a bit about the ideas behind parenting with non-violence, and also grounding in where we are in Raglan, because it is a community program. And then there are 5 conversations which happen in people's homes in small groups. That's 1.5 hours each. And then we will have a final conversation 6 on the 2nd of April. And that'll be everybody back together again to reflect on our experiences and what we've learned. And
okay, and it's all free.
Yeah.
If you're, I'm just trying to think, if you're like a grandparent, you're welcome to come along. And
yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a parenting program, but you know, we understand parenting in a broader sense. So not just mum and dad, but any kind of caregiver.
All right, Shona, thank you for coming in.
Okay, thanks, Anne.